Good Wednesday morning. Grace McDonald here on the Northern Ag Network with the Commodity Open. The Cattle on Feed Report has provided long-term support to the market so far as placements remain low. The live and feeder cattle futures rebounded yesterday after sinking lower throughout the session. Feedlots are expected to price cattle higher this week, but with slow trade, buyers may not be willing to pay more money for cattle. May feeders down 30 cents at $245.75. August down 38 at $259.03. June live cattle down 3 cents at $177.13. August down 30 at $175.20. May hogs are down 58 cents at 98. June down a quarter at $107.70. We will be back to take a look at the wheat and row crop markets right after this.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more, precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
As dawn breaks, there's nothing like the sight of a new calf. Getting them up and going is your first priority. And to keep them going and growing, you need the help of Nutrilex. Serving the cattle industry for 30 years, the folks at Nutrilex formulate their products with the highest level of nutrients for maximum performance. You run a good herd. Give them the best nutrition. Contact your local Nutrilex dealer or call 888-512-4200. Nutrilex, it's at home on your range.
Outside wheat markets continue to keep the pressure on the United States traders. Russia has plentiful old crop supplies. Despite continued attacks on Ukraine ports, the country has still exported 40 million metric tons of grain, which is barely lower compared to this time last year, with 5 million metric tons expected to still go out for the month of April. May Chicago wheat down 2¾ cents at 582¼. July down 2½ at 600¼. May Minneapolis hard red spring wheat a little more positive, up half a cent at 667 for the May contract. July up 1¾ cents at 674. May Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 3 cents at 611¾. July up 1¼ at 615½. May soybeans up 5¼ at 1172¾ cents. July up 4¾ at 1186¾. May corn up 1½ at 444½. Same for July at 454 even. Thanks for joining us on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Grace McDonald.